Well, one day in CCD class, the teacher asked the children, who knocked down the walls of Jericho? And one little boy says, well, it wasn't me. And the teacher was a little bit concerned about the lack of the child's knowledge of the Bible and lack of knowledge of the faith. So when she bumped into the boy's mother that afternoon in the grocery store, she said, well, today at class, I asked the class, who knocked down the walls of Jericho? Your son says it wasn't him. And the mother says, if my boy said he didn't knock down that wall, then he didn't do it. Well, the teacher was even more concerned, so she decided to visit the father. So she knocked on the door, the father brought her into the house, and the teacher explained everything about how she asked who knocked down the walls of Jericho. His son said that he didn't do it. The wife said, if my boy said he didn't do it, then he didn't. The father says, well, look, I don't want any trouble. Just how much did this wall cost? Well, that dilemma of people not knowing their faith is what St. Peter talks about in the second reading today. Remember, take a look at this second reading from our first Pope, St. Peter. He says, we have to know our faith. He says, always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you a reason for your hope. See, we have to be able to share our faith with others when they ask us, because we have to be able to give a reason for the hope that is within us. And we are so blessed with our Catholic faith that we need to share with others. And there's a word that is used for the explanation and defense of our faith, and that is the word apologetics. Catholic apologetics. It's such an important word. It comes from a Greek word, apologium, which is one's explanation or one's defense of what one believes. And so apologetics is really the art and science of explaining and defending our faith, clearing up misconceptions and misunderstandings that people have about our faith, by using sacred scripture, by using church history, and by using good common sense. And there's really three different levels of apologetics. You have natural apologetics, Christian apologetics, and Catholic apologetics. Natural apologetics is answering atheists and agnostics when they doubt or deny the existence of God or the immortality of the soul. So natural apologetics is showing like the proofs for the existence of God that St. Thomas Aquinas gives us, and walking them through all the reasons why we believe in the existence of God and the immortality of the soul. Christian apologetics is addressed to non-Christians, such as those who do not believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. They could be, maybe when you're talking to those of the Jewish faith, or maybe Muslims or Hindus or Buddhists, those who are non-Christian, but they do believe in God. And Christian apologetics would focus on our belief in the divinity of Christ, that Jesus Christ is truly the Son of God, and how we would explain that to our non-Christian friends. But also the resurrection of Christ would be another topic under this, to show that Jesus Christ truly rose from the dead. Another topic would be the inspiration and infallibility of sacred scripture. You know, is the scripture the inspired word of God? How is the Bible different from the Book of Mormon or the Quran? And then you get to Catholic apologetics. Catholic apologetics is addressed to our Christians, our brothers and sisters in the Lord who accept Christ, but who are not part of the Catholic faith. This is Catholic apologetics. They already believe in God. They already believe in the sacred scripture. They believe in the divinity of Christ. But we then have to explain and clear up topics such as, well, did Christ establish one church upon St. Peter? We talk about the papacy, that Peter is the first pope. Catholic apologetics would go into explaining the seven sacraments using sacred scripture and tradition. The teachings about our Blessed Mother, the saints, purgatory, indulgences, and all these other interesting topics. Now, apologetics is something that we should all study and learn about. The best way is to read the Bible, especially the New Testament, read the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and then read good books on Catholic apologetics. Whether you're trying to answer atheists, agnostics, non-Christians, or our brothers and sisters in Christ who have confusion or misunderstandings or misconceptions about what Catholics believe. And you know, when it comes down to it, there's only about between 6 and 10 questions that we're always asked about. It's always the same questions, such as, why go to confession to a priest? Where is purgatory in the Bible? Why do you have a pope? Why do you baptize babies? Why do you believe that the Eucharist is truly the body and blood of Christ? Are you saved by faith alone? See, all these are the main topics that keep coming up. And apologetics actually can be a lot of fun, because people can, even if they are criticizing or attacking our faith, we can come up with responses. I remember a fellow asked me once, why do you Catholics in every Catholic church have a crucifix? Don't you know that Jesus is not dead anymore? Don't you know that Jesus is risen from the dead? I said, yes, and why do you all have a nativity scene in your church? He's not a baby anymore either. Okay, so that's a good response to that. And how we respond is, yes, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. He's not dead anymore. But we want to remind ourselves by having a crucifix about how much God loves us. And when we see the cross, we see that God died on the cross for our sins. That's how much he loved us. That's why we have a crucifix in every church, to remind us how much God loves us. And that's why we have a nativity scene in the church at Christmas as well, to remind us of the baby Jesus, of how meek and humble he was when he came into this world. I remember once somebody saying, you Catholics used to keep the Bible chained up in the monasteries. Your Bibles were chained in the monasteries. I said, that's right. And for the same reason why we chain the phone book in the phone booth. Okay? It's not to keep it away from the people. It's to make sure it's there so when you need it, you can use it. So nobody runs off with it. Because as you know, the church is the one that gave us the Bible, put all the books of the Bible together, including the New Testament. And it was the monks who hand-copied the sacred scriptures. And it took them years to even make one copy of the Bible. They were so valuable that, of course, they had to make sure that they were not stolen. It's also the same reason why when you go to the bank and there's a little pen, why do they have a chain on the end of that pen, right? It's not to keep it from you. It's to make sure it's there when you need it. So apologetics can be fun to explain and defend our faith. And the most important things that we should learn is how to explain the Eucharist. Always begin with an explanation of the Eucharist. That is the heart of our faith. And just for an example, if you were talking about the Eucharist to our brothers and sisters in Christ who believe in the Bible and believe in the divinity of Christ, but who don't accept the Eucharist, what I would do is I would say, well, do you believe that Jesus changed water into wine at Cana? They would say, yes. Do you believe that Jesus multiplied the loaves and fish? Yes. So Jesus showed he had power over wine, power over bread. And then you take him to John chapter 6, where again and again he said, I am the bread of life. My flesh is true food. My blood is true drink. And then take him to the Last Supper, where Jesus said, over the bread and over the wine, this is my body. This is the cup of my blood. And let them know that Jesus did not say, this symbolizes my body. This represents my body. This reminds you of my body. Jesus didn't say any of that. He said, this is my body. This is the cup of my blood. And so then you can show how Jesus had power over wine, power over bread, even had power over his own body when he walked on water and rose from the dead. The Eucharist rolls all those miracles into one. All those miracles are present at the Last Supper, when Jesus changes bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. So whatever topic it may be, there are good answers about the Blessed Mother. We don't worship Mary. We don't worship statues. We respect Mary. We love her. We honor her because she is the mother of our Lord and Savior. The Bible says, honor your father and mother, Jesus must have honored his mother. We honor his mother as well. And so we can take any topic. So what I'd recommend is every day deepen your faith. Study your faith. Maybe read the Bible or the Catechism or a book on apologetics 10, 15, 20 minutes each day. And deepen your faith. You know, many people have gotten master's degrees and PhDs in many different subjects, but sometimes their knowledge of the faith is still back in eighth grade, or the last time they went to Catholic school, or last time they went to CCD. But why not continue to learn and study our faith by reading? And we have these wonderful CDs in the vestibule from Catholic Lighthouse. Every week when you come to Mass, take one of them with you and bring it back, listen to it when you're driving, and then bring it back the next week and return it and let somebody else listen to it. Deepen your faith. I also recommend that every Catholic go to RCIA, even if you're already Catholic. You know, when I've met converts, they say they learn so much about the faith. Our converts sometimes know more about the faith than cradle Catholics because you've learned it as an adult. So every Catholic should go through RCIA, just sit through it and audit RCIA. Listen to the classes. You'll deepen your faith so much. Or join a Bible study or Legion of Mary. One group that we started 2 months ago is on the first Thursdays of every month. It's an adult education discussion group that I lead. And every month we have about 40 or 50 people there. And 1 month we'll discuss the Eucharist, the next month the Blessed Mother, the next month Purgatory. We'll pick different topics. First Thursday of every month, join us and deepen your faith. And so take advantages of that, because if anybody ever asks you who knocked down the walls of Jericho, you'll know the answer.